The Super Bowl was yesterday, and it's got three kind of distinct aspects to it, doesn't it? I mean, you had the game itself, whatever. Then you had Shakira doing cool stuff at halftime. She was amazing, as was J-Lo. And the ads. Oh, the ads are always awesome. Here's Bill from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey and Excellent Adventure.
This is the future? This is the present, future Bill.
Here's your order, Bills.
Excellent!
Or well, Bryan Cranston as The Shining.
Here's Mountain Dew Zero.
I am thirsty.
And there was even Bill Murray as Groundhog Day's back.
It's not personal. It's just a game. Not a bad day, huh?
Oh, I'd had everything, and I thought, you know, the fact that it was in Florida, and our American friend, Tom Watkins, is also from Florida, he would be the perfect guy to chat about it, and I managed to catch him a little bit earlier on. Have a listen.
Good morning, Australia.
Now, as
hey, man, how are you?
I'm really well, as I said, to any excuse to have a chat, Tom, but you are a resident of Florida, and of course, Miami was the location of the Super Bowl. Is there any state pride when the Super Bowl comes to your state?
It's always a great thing when you have a major sporting event. You know, we live about 2 hours north, but yeah, it's really exciting to have your state, you know, being highlighted in the Super Bowl, and especially the Dolphin Stadium. That's what the Dolphins play.
Yes,
it's completely renovated. They spent like crazy amount of money putting a roof on it or the shade, and so it was a nice way to just kind of, you know, let the world see this.
Gotcha.
You know, new upgraded stadium. It was really cool.
Speaking of the amount of money, I mean, there are three elements to the Super Bowl. There's the sporting element, which, you know, for a lot of people now, I would imagine, is the smallest part of Super Bowl Day. And then there's the halftime entertainment, and then there's the ads. So which of those three do you think is the most important part of the Super Bowl now?
You know, it's really funny when we were watching the game and the last night, everyone was saying, shh, be quiet, quiet, the commercials are coming. And actually, during the halftime show, I mean, Shakira and J-Lo were amazing.
Yes.
But that's when our guests kind of got up and got some food. But the commercials were, you know, and they had some really, really great ones this year.
Yeah, so yeah. Funny. It's amazing, isn't it, really, that they've managed to create this event where commercials are at least as important as everything else. That is extraordinary, but some of them are like, they're like mini movies, aren't they? They're amazing.
Oh, with the Bill Murray recreating Groundhog Day, it's like, oh my gosh, this is just brilliant. Absolutely just stunningly brilliant. I was just amazed.
Yeah, yeah, it was awesome. And the game itself, are you a football fan, Tom?
Absolutely. I'm a New England Patriot fan, so watching the game was kind of relaxing. There was no stress.
Gotcha.
Whoever won, it was okay. And I actually wanted to go to the game kind of on my bucket list, but, man, ticket prices were $6,000 to $10,000. I was like, yeah, I'm disappointed, but, you know, oh, well.
Yeah, yeah. It is an amazing event. And, you know, we're not big gridiron fans in Australia, but still, I mean, they're very clever because they've got those three elements and they've managed to capture the world's attention based on at least one of the three in any one continent in the world. So it's very well done from American football. Tom, it's always a pleasure. I'm sure we'll chat to you again soon.
Absolutely. And my love to everyone in Australia with the fires and all that you guys have been through. And, you know, much love from America, you know, to all of you. It's been really on the news. And so, again, a lot of love to all of you.